Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we continue to reflect on the thoughtful interventions that have been made over the course of the last several minutes on paragraph 15. You know, one of the basic questions we're struggling with, and our colleague from the delegation of Pakistan is, I think, trying to articulate a way to approach this, is how do you balance one principle, which is respect for sort of hard-fought, hard-won consensus language, with what I think we all agree is an imperative to continue to make progress. And I'm not sure I have a perfect answer to that question, but I will observe that where we've really worked hard to achieve consensus on issues that are strongly felt by delegations, the basic principle that we operate under is the principle of consensus. So I think it's a truism that we're not going to be able to innovate unless we can achieve consensus. And there are some provisions that we've previously negotiated. I think all of these probably fall into that category, where, like our colleague from Belgium pointed out, it may be best to rest on previously agreed consensus language. So that's just an observation. But on that theme, if we look at the first sentence of paragraph 15, it reads, the CCW remains the appropriate forum. If we look at guiding principle K, it reads, the CCW offers an appropriate framework. So there are two differences. One is the difference between the and an. The second is the difference between forum and framework. And so I think we actually have to think about consistency with guiding principle K in relation to both of those terms. In fact, we've never made an assessment of whether the CCW is an appropriate forum or the appropriate forum or the only forum or a terrible forum. We've talked about the framework, and when we refer to the CCW framework, I think we're referring to the convention and its protocols, which of course does include an element of meeting. Forum, I think, brings with it a very different kind of idea, which is that this is a place to meet and an opportunity to meet. So maybe I'm overthinking this. Maybe there isn't such a big difference between the two. But as we're considering this, I do think we should be sensitive to the fact that there are two different changes in that first few words. And so one easy fix would be to refer to guiding principle K, both using an and using the term framework. For those who are very, very concerned about maintaining the article the, perhaps it is an open question whether in referring to a forum, we have an opportunity to think of this in new and different ways. The other important difference between guiding principle K and the first sentence of paragraph 15 is that guiding principle K includes a clause which reads at the very end, and I'm quoting, which seeks to strike a balance between military necessity and humanitarian considerations. Again, very, very important element of the compromise that's reflected in guiding principle K. And so to the extent that we are viewing this sentence as one where we need to maintain a previous compromise, I think it may be best to maintain the previous compromise in its totality and not to adjust it. Thank you.